Insights.
This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on GST Bachat Utsav, Tax Reforms for Self-Reliant India. The participants are Shubhamoy Bhattacharji, Economic Analyst, and Rajesh Lake, Anchor.
Hello and welcome to our program Insights, where the topic of discussion today is GST Bachat Utsav, Tax Reforms for Self-Reliant India. Today we celebrate and analyze the transformative journey of 11 years of the Make in India initiative and how GST reforms have been instrumental in building an Atmanirbhar Bharat. To discuss this, it is a pleasure to have with us Shubhamoy Bhattacharji, Economic Analyst. A warm welcome, Shubhamoy.
Pleased to be here, Rajesh.
Shubhamoy, can you take us back to 2017 when GST was implemented? What were the primary objectives behind this massive tax reform?
That's an interesting thing to talk about because, you know, for decades, the Indian indirect tax structure, which basically includes excise, sales tax, and so many others like octroi and everything, they were residing in different levels of government. Central and the states. As a result, for a public, for it starting out any business, it was an extremely daunting task to be able to navigate, get numbers for all of those, get to know where and how taxes would be levied with different time zones, with different schedules, all sorts of things. What the goods and services tax did was brought to all of them into a common sort of a framework. So there's one set of tax, the central GST and the state level GST, which itself was very unique because in across countries which have introduced GST, there was only one level of tax, but none of them had a federal structure. So India was the only country this size which introduced, and that was a very major, what I should say, vote of confidence in the economy and in the industry by the government to have introduced a goods and services tax. Developed at two levels, at the central level and at the state level. And for movement of goods across the state borders, we had the what is called the integrated GST. So all of these together formed what is called the GST structure. That, as I said, was done by amending the constitution. It was remarkable because after so many decades, you just had one integrated goods and services tax. It surprised people. What it did was it created a pan-Indian market. A pan-Indian market is a very remarkable thing. That means goods could move across anywhere in India, paying the same rate of tax, with the same registrations, with the same set of uniform processing. That really helped create the what is called the new wave of reforms in the economy.
So, Shubhamoy, how did the vision of one nation, one tax align with the broader Make in India goals that were already in motion since 2014?
The idea was that if we wanted to have industry, services of any type come into producing goods and services, then it was necessary that all of them get a level of taxation which is uniform. Because if the taxes were going to be of different types, then it was going to be extremely difficult, what I should say, structure to be able to have companies going in for taxes at different rates, at different states, and then trying to equilibrate that across their goods. There's no way that you could have any goods being taxed at the same rate across two states if this sort of a tax structure didn't come in through. So that actually gave the economy, what it did was that it helped manufacturers to develop what is called the economies of scale, that now they could build for production goods which could be, you know, supplied across India.
So what you're saying is that it eliminated the cascading effect of taxes, correct?
Yes.
Okay. How has GST specifically supported the Make in India initiative's core objective over these 11 years?
First thing, as I said, was that the numerous types of taxes, and remember we had about 30 odd types of taxes. That's a huge number of taxes to be there on the statute books. And these taxes were being administered by some by the center, some by the states, some by the center on behalf of the states. So it was fairly maddening. This was something that was being reported on several times. Industries had problems, court cases piled up. What it has now done is that it has smoothened out those problems. So tax paying has become much more smoother for companies.
Okay.
What it has also done is particularly helped the medium and small enterprises, because they didn't have the capacity to create a tax paying network or an architecture that was necessitated by the earlier structure. So here, after they understood how the tax structure would work, you found larger and larger number of small and medium enterprises signing up to be part of the GST architecture. And that was remarkable, which is why the GST collections went up substantially. After from an initial average of 1 lakh crore, it went up to an average of 1.5 lakh crore and then went up to an average of over 2 lakh crore. That's substantial. That was a growth rate that was not expected and has fairly surpassed expectations.
The Prime Minister also mentioned about the chip to ship campaign, the Uttar Pradesh International Trade Show. Let's listen to what he said.
Sarkar make in India par manufacturing par kitna bal de rahi hai. Hum chip se ship tak Bharat mein banana chahte hain. Aur isse liye aapki ease of doing business ke liye hum lagatar kaam kar rahe hain. Sarkar ne 40,000 se zyada compliance khatam kiye hain.
Shubhamoy, how has GST impacted key industries like the automobiles, textiles, electronics and pharmaceuticals?
That's the point, that what has happened is that whichever place a customer walks into the showroom of any company, you talked about automobiles, you talked about white goods, the tax rates are so similar that it makes no sense for a company, I mean for a customer, to try to, you know, do shopping across state borders. Across state borders, people used to shop, carry it across the state border, and that was so inefficient. What it has now done is that if you walk into any major market of any town, what is of significance is whether you like the product or you don't like the product. The tax rates do not change, and therefore customers don't have to play this guessing game of knowing from which place to buy, which actually encourages people to buy in a rational way. And we have definitely seen the effect of that in terms of the volumes in the automobile sector. For the pharmaceutical sector, this has been even significant, because for the pharmaceutical product, you know, they have to depend on imported what is called active pharmaceutical ingredients, and then based on that to produce the final product. For them, it was very important that they should be able to produce where the economies of scale give them the advantage, instead of having to look for a tax arbitrage, you know, with the various states where these arbitrages were playing out. And if those did no good, it simply created pockets of small enterprises without giving any major benefit. So companies were now able to concentralize their production into one or close-knit groups.
Let's listen to what the Prime Minister said on achieving the goal of self-reliance through MSMEs in India.
Viksit Bharat ke lakshya tak pahunchne ke liye hame atmanirbharta ke raste par chalna hi hoga aur Bharat ko आत्मनिर्भर बनाने का बहुत बड़ा दायित्व हमारे एमएसएमईज यानी हमारे लघु मध्यम और कुटीर उद्योगों पर भी है जो देश के लोगों की जरूरत का है जो हम देश में ही बना सकते हैं वो हमें देश में ही बनाना चाहिए.
Shubhamoy, you just heard the Prime Minister commenting on achieving the goal of self-reliance. How do GST reforms directly contribute to India's vision of becoming self-reliant?
Yeah, and that is basically about the current changes in the GST that has been brought about with effect from September this year. And the major part is that the number of rates have been reduced to just 2 effectively. So there's 5% and there's 18%. There's only a thin sliver of 40%, but it's essentially 5 or 18. First of all, people, again, when producing something, don't have to do the arbitrage of checking out which particular rate will work for them. 5% is 5%. That's it. There's no way that you would want to play around with that. The second thing is, so that means that all goods essentially are at 5%, services essentially at 18%, which makes it very clear that which way the production structure will stack up. It makes it extremely comfortable to write invoices, to create stability. In the earlier decades, when finance ministers would announce budget, there'd be a series of rates for different products. That area is over.
Can I safely say, Shubhamoy, that the GST has improved India's export competitiveness through input tax credit and refund mechanisms?
substantially. In fact, what you would notice is, and not this GST, remember GST now is integrated along with income tax. The income tax department now gets data on both GST and income tax. So for the entire tax department, it's a much simplified structure.
Prime Minister also laid a lot of emphasis on Atmanirbhar Bharat. Let's listen to what he said.
दूसरों पर निर्भर होने से ज्यादा व्यवस्था कोई और हो ही नहीं सकती। बदलती हुई दुनिया में जो देश जितना ज्यादा दूसरों पर निर्भर रहेगा उसकी ग्रोथ उतनी ही कॉम्प्रोमाइज रहने वाली है और इसलिए भारत जैसे देश को किसी पर निर्भर रहना अब मंजूर नहीं है। इसलिए भारत को आत्मनिर्भर बनाना ही होगा।
So, Shubhamay, Prime Minister is talking about reducing the compliance cost. How have they impacted businesses, their operations and profitability? Let's break down the concept of GST Bachat. What specific savings have manufacturers and consumers experienced?
All of these savings which the Prime Minister is talking about essentially means that when people are buying something, they are getting a tax benefit. So instead of the government, you know, much more complicated would have been for the government to write out checks to people or even giving direct benefit subsidy to people. It's much more easy that if the people don't have to spend, so they don't have to wait for fund refunds to come back to them. Instead, the price of the goods is lower thanks to the fact that the GST rates are lower. That's a substantial change. And as I said, this effect will actually start to show much more significantly because the new prices have come in only with effect from September 22nd. We shall be seeing the effect of these across a wide range of products. When one sees the list of those products, you realize that almost everything that is of salience to anybody has had a price cut. I mean, a tax cut, and correspondingly, therefore, there will be a price cut.
The Prime Minister emphasized on Swadeshi and the Made in India initiative.
Hamari rojmarra ki jindagi mein bahut si videshi cheeze jud gayi hai. Hame pata tak nahi hai. Hamare jeb mein kangi videshi hai ki deshi hai, hame pata hi nahi hai. Hame inse bhi mukti pani hogi. Hum wo saman khareede jo Made in India ho, jisme hamare desh ke naujawanon ki mehnat lagi ho. हमारे देश के बेटे बेटियों का पसीना हो। हमें हर घर को स्वदेशी का प्रतीक बनाना है, हर दुकान को स्वदेशी से सजाना है।
Looking at the 11-year journey of Make in India alongside the 7+ years of GST, what are the most significant achievements?
Well, as you see, the starting off of the GST itself was a very major act of faith. Initially, there was at one stage when there was the value-added tax which had been brought in as experiments. But the GST was a very daring move, particularly as you also saw that it required changes in the constitution once it had started. It was a very significant change. What we get now is the big change, which is therefore the reduction in the rates. Again, this is something which all the state governments agreed to. And this was something which made it easy to pass it on, but it was, you can be quite sure, not that easy to have reached. It required a lot of confidence in the trend of the Indian economy, the direction in which it is moving, and therefore, what are the possibilities that are opening up, you know, taking sort of bets on almost all of these. And that has been a very major transformation brought out by the GST.
Okay. The journey of GST Bachat Utsav represents not just tax savings, but a fundamental shift towards a more competitive, efficient and self-reliant Indian economy. Thank you, Shubhamay, for sharing such valuable insights about GST's role in making India self-reliant.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on GST Bachat Utsav, Tax Reforms for Self-Reliant India. The participants were Shubhamay Bhattacharjee, Economic Analyst, and Rajesh Lake, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on EIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on EIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044. Insights.